Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The third baseman, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Barrow. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Sleater. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lou Sleater. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to second. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to third. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Clark reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bobby Hogue now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a line drive towards third. Marsh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball towards center. Philly catches it and throws to Suter, who relays to Limmer to double up Hogue. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hogue covering, for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton strikes out. There goes Suter. The throw from Lawler to Barrow, and Suter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lenhart for the out. Young moves to third. Coleman moves to second. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. Young scores. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-1 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-2 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fowler. Long moves to third. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-1 in the game. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoag fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Barrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-2 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Limmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Young reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Fain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-2 in the game. Fowler takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to third. Fowler moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-3 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Suter scores. Fowler moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dick Starr now pitching. Wally Moses pinch hits for Ali Clark. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to home to get Fowler. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-3 in the game. Limmer strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to third. Suter moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Fowler hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft pinch hits for Dick Starr. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Johnny Berardino now playing third base. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock bunts towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-4 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Barrow fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Zerniel moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.